It's Monday, the 2nd of November, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 1 p.m. news. Opposition parties have expressed support for the independent Patriots for Change in its plan to legally contest the conduct of Namibia's 2024 presidential and national assembly elections. The IPC has formally notified the Electoral Commission of Namibia of its intention to file an urgent application with the Supreme Court. Public policy analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo weighs in.
All these issues, and the Electoral Commission have not come out to explain to us why these things have happened as if they are managing an election for the first time. What were the contingencies? Because this is a big operation. The reputation of the Electoral Commission is damaged. To some extent, the reputation of the country is also being damaged. There are many questions that are arising now, especially with the opposition parties. There's a level of anger, and therefore we are seeing what we are seeing, but we'll see how it will play out in the final analysis.
The Bank of Namibia has released the Economic Outlook Update for December 2024. The domestic economy is estimated to expand by 3.5% this year and 4% in 2025. However, GDP growth is expected to slow in 2024 due to weaker global demand for minerals and drought-related impacts. Here is Josephina Oscar from the Bank of Namibia.
The moderation in growth is ascribed to the weak performance in the primary industry, particularly the anticipated contractions in the subsectors of diamonds and crop farming. The 2024 growth estimate was upgraded due to better performances of metal ores, livestock farming, health, information and communication, wholesale and retail trade. The main risks to Namibia's domestic economic projections stem from the adverse effects of the drought and weakened global commodity demand. Drought conditions pose a threat to agricultural output during and beyond 2024.
To South Africa now, where five suspected ATM bombers were shot dead and one arrested after a shootout with the police and private security in Emalahleni, Witbank. In the early hours of this morning, Hawks spokesperson Colonel Katlego Mogale has more.
Two rifles and three 9mm pistols as well as explosives were recovered from the scene. The buggy in which the suspects were traveling in is subject to further investigation. The national head of the DPCI, Lieutenant General Dr. Advocate Godfrey Beyak, said a call is made to potential robbers to withdraw from such activities as these behaviors always attract dire consequences.
The military junta in Chad has announced an end to military cooperation between the country and France. Tese Makende reports.
Chadian Foreign Minister Abdurrahman Kolomo made the disclosure in his statement. He says the decision came after an in-depth analysis, but added that the move is not a complete break from France, its former colonial leaders. Chadian President Mohamed Idriss Déby says France remains an essential partner, but explains that his country has also grown to protect its sovereignty. The country has at different times received military support from France to confront rebels against the state. French authorities have yet to comment on the situation.
And in his final weeks in office, U.S. President Joe Biden has officially pardoned his son Hunter, reversing his earlier position. Hunter Biden has been facing sentencing on federal gun and tax evasion charges. President-elect Donald Trump condemned the pardon as a miscarriage of justice, while President Biden believes his son was politically targeted, according to The Guardian's Washington correspondent David Smith.
There are some supporters of Joe Biden and Democrats who are saying, good on you. And frankly, any parent in this situation might do something similar, given that Donald Trump won the election. He's vowed to turn the Justice Department into a vehicle for his vengeance. On the other hand, there's an entirely different school of opinion that includes some Democrats and certainly many Republicans who feel this is two-tier justice.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na, as well as our social media platforms, Future Media News Independent, Accurate, and On Time.